This is JAR Echo reporter Jason Choi, and together with my friend Larry Ding, we wanted to let people know about the work of a talented group of JAR Echo students.
Our school's robotics team has been very successful this year, specifically the robotics team 9932F. Not only did they make it into VEX Robotics World Championship, they placed 35th internationally, doing better than 93.8% of all teams that competed in the competition. The Jericho community is very proud of their achievements. Although the team has a lot of achievements, they wouldn't have gone this far without their greatest supporter and advisor, Mr. Herbert.
My job really as an educator is to motivate the students, to get them up and running. So whatever I can do to get that motivation and get them to work. A lot of times it doesn't take much, but what I do is provide any kind of resources that they need, whether it be information, materials, just basic software understanding, and then really they take over at that point and it becomes really a student-centered type activity.
Hi, we are 9932F and my name is Lawrence Park.
Hi, my name is Drew Gold.
Hi, my name is Catherine Fatehi.
My name is Chris Dew.
My name is Vineet Mehta.
Lawrence thinks that their success and the formation of this group has stemmed from their inspiration and interest in the technology field.
Well, for me, I've always had an interest in building robots, and especially throughout my elementary and middle school years, I've always expressed my creative side through Mindstone Lego Robotics or through creating my own radio-controlled airplanes. Unfortunately, Jericho limits the robotics program to seniors only, so I wasn't able to participate in VEX throughout my freshman through junior years, but I'm really glad that I was able to have this experience.
On the other hand, Catherine had a different influence for joining the team.
I had physics this year with Lawrence, and he asked me to join the team, and I was like, yeah, sure, you know? And it was really fun learning more about VEX, and I watched some of the competitions last year, and I thought it was really cool, so just why not join?
Lawrence explains the many steps, hard work, and time involved in the process of building their robot.
So when building our robot, initially we searched through YouTube and tried to find inspirations for ideas and through possibly some real-world machines. Initially, we created sketches and CAD files to model our robot and see what we were really trying to accomplish. And then over time, it really just became a process of refining our robot and fine-tuning like the small intricacies of it. And really what makes a difference between a world-class robot and just a normal robot is really the attention to detail that we paid a lot of attention to as a team.
Catherine felt that the journey of the group to success did not come without multiple hurdles before the competition and during the competition.
So during school, we didn't really have the chance to set up the field, and so we had to set up like half fields at home, which really hindered us in testing and driving. So we had to go to the competitions, and right before them, we would have to test our autonomous and the driving, so that made it really difficult to be more successful. But we ended up doing pretty well in the world competition. We only lost one autonomous match, so that was pretty good.
Mr. Herbert is certain that the success of the group will have a long-lasting influence for future teams.
I learn and reflect after each year, and I ask my teams to reflect on their experiences so that our program itself can get better. I listen to what the kids say, and the kids really direct it. Each year, our team really surprises me in that we just seem to get better and better. And I think that underclassmen look at the achievements of this year's group, and for whatever reason, they just want to do better. And so far, it's just been the case. I mean, I say to the incoming class, look at what this year's group did. You have some big shoes to fill. And year after year, they accomplish their goals. And it truly is amazing.
According to Vineet, the team is fairly satisfied with their results.
Given that this was our first year doing robotics, I think we did pretty well. And I think our team has very good potential. And if we did this next year, we'd potentially be best in the world.
Drew also has a positive view on their achievements.
Overall, I was pretty stoked with our team's performance. You know, whether it was testing or scouting, everyone was on their A game and just running around and making sure we got everything done. No one was sleeping in a pit or like hanging out and just relaxing all with the minimal hours of sleep that we got each night. And I think we just did very well each day. We came very prepared. And Lawrence, shout out to Lawrence, because he was honestly one of the best drivers there with such a small amount of practice that we actually got leading up to Worlds. So just want to say it was a pretty good season.
It certainly was. This is Larry Ding,
Jason Joy,
from Jericho News.
I'll be here throughout your days. Come find me and we will.